Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. The latest figures on interest rates in Luxembourg have just been released, showing a general trend towards more affordability. The Central Bank of Luxembourg says variable mortgage rates fell sharply in January to 3.88%, the lowest rate since March 2023. Fixed rates have risen again, with an average on loans of over 10 years at 3.39%. And consumer loans are less expensive at the start of the year. Their interest rate has fallen to 4.19%. Thousands of flights and over 500,000 passengers will be affected by a 24-hour strike at several big airports in Germany today. The trade union Verdi has called the strike over a wage dispute. Flights to Germany from Luxembourg will also be affected. All morning flights to and from Luxembourg to Berlin, Munich and Frankfurt have been cancelled. Prime Minister Luc Frieden is receiving his counterparts from the Netherlands and Belgium at Zenningen Castle today. According to the press release, talks with Bart De Wever and Dick Schoof will focus on European and international news. A kitchen fire left four people injured in Colmarberg on Sunday. Three ambulance crews were deployed to the scene. Meanwhile, two traffic accidents were reported by rescue services in Luxembourg on Sunday evening, with emergency services attending to two injured people following a collision in Rodange and an accident between Mersch and Colmarberg. In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to arrive in Saudi Arabia a day ahead of crucial talks between Ukrainian and US officials on ending the war with Russia. Washington has suspended military aid and intelligence to Ukraine to push them towards making concessions, but President Trump has suggested he's now ready to reinstate them. Meanwhile, Israel is due to send a delegation to Doha today for a fresh round of talks on extending a fragile ceasefire in Gaza after cutting off the electricity supply to ramp up pressure on Hamas. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is currently on a working visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. And Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney has rejected tariffs imposed by the United States, as well as Donald Trump's threat to make Canada the 51st state. Addressing supporters after he won the race to succeed Justin Trudeau as leader of the governing Liberal Party, Carney vowed he would never be part of America in any shape or form. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with cricket, India beat New Zealand by four wickets in the final of the Champions Trophy on Sunday in Dubai. Fans set off firecrackers and poured into the streets in ecstatic celebrations across India late last night, following India's first victory since 2013. And in athletics, Patricia van der Weken has made history for Luxembourg, winning bronze in the 60-metre final at the European Athletics Indoor Championships with a time of 7.06 seconds, securing the country's first ever sprint medal at the event.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
While temperatures won't drop too drastically, grey skies and light rain are making a comeback. Clouds will gradually roll in throughout the day, with potential rainfall expected in the afternoon. Temperature-wise, it's around 5 to 6 degrees now, going up to highs of 11 to 14 degrees in the afternoon.